This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite! Let us fight for a new world, to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Well, welcome, folks. You're in the Corporation Nation radio program. I am Clint Richardson, your host tonight. It is December 18th, 2013. Welcome to the show. We had a quite an awakening yesterday, or at least I did. I hope that other people out there were sufficiently blown away as I was. The problem that I have, after talking with Hal Anthony about the Libra Code, is I'm coming to all these realizations now that, I think I get it. You know, I'm a classic example of someone who practices what I preach. I'm telling you, folks, there is no one out there that is awake. There's a lot of people out there with a lot of different information, but there is no one out there that is fully awake, and I include myself in that posse to the extreme. Again, I realize there's so much information to learn that it cannot be attained in my lifetime. Therefore, there is no waking up. But what we can do is wake up to certain aspects of our lives. Now, one of the realizations that I've just kind of had today as I was poring over the Libra Code again and looking and figuring out just what it is that we are in this country. And again, I'm going to refer to us as an open-air prison with privileges of freedom. Again, freedom being political rights, not natural ones. In other words, we are not free. We are free to do whatever we're told to do. We are free to obey the law. That is the definition in any dictionary that you go to of political freedom. We do not have natural freedom. This is such an important distinction. I'm here to tell you, after a little bit of self-realization, self-actualization, and after our shows with Hal Anthony for the last 2 days, I'm here to tell you that no man is free in the United States. There is no such thing as a free man in a militarily occupied country. We have 50 countries. Those countries used to be called republics. They then became states of the union. When we say the word of, we mean belonging to. States of the Union. What is the Union? That is the United States. That is the corporation that we're talking about. So what have I come to realize? No man is free in these United States. No matter what process, no matter what remedy, no matter what status any man claims for himself, despite the presumption of status that is given to him, no matter if a man claims no status or citizenship at all, we are all under military occupation. In other words, according to the Lieber Code, as codified in the United States Code, we are all under martial law or the marshals of law and have been at least since the Civil War and General Orders 100 were created. That is my horrific realization. And so I started asking myself, well, of course, you know, I've known about the Lieber Code. I've read it. I read it often, actually. But this time, for some reason, it's sticking. This time, thanks to Hal Anthony, he's shown me several places where it applies in law. Places where otherwise, without the Lieber Code, without the rules of military force and occupation, they wouldn't be able to be there. How could you possibly have a biological weapons code that we went over last week, I believe? How could you possibly have a code that says it's okay to spray biological weapons on the people anytime, as long as you submit a request and submit that action to the Federal Register? How could you have that unless you are an occupied nation, an occupied country, an occupied people? Doesn't matter if you're living in a cave in the middle of the forest. It doesn't matter if you're Bigfoot. It doesn't matter what animal you are. And yes, government does claim that people or men are animals. It's in the agricultural code and many others. Yes, man is an animal, even called a monster in some dictionaries. I think it was Ballantine's. Yes, man or humans are monsters. So where does authority come from? We've been asking this question over and over and racking our minds. Absolutely racking our brains, trying to figure out where do these people get off claiming authority? This little badge? No, that's not what gives them authority. Where does authority come from? And the answer has been just smacking me in the head ever since I read the Lieber Code. My God, the authority comes from the military force of government. We are not at peace. That's the point. We're not in a state of peace. We are at a state of war. Continuous occupied military intervention. I'm sitting here going, of course that's where authority comes from. Everybody knows that the guy with the biggest truck goes through the stop sign. Everybody knows the guy with the best guns and weapons and artillery and Air Force and Navy is going to have the right of way. That's where authority comes from. It doesn't come from any place other than the barrel of a gun. And when we say that that authority, which as Bert and I have defined, more so Bert than I, authority is nothing more than the permission of the people. The permission of one person to the other. That's what authority is, technically. But when you add guns and you add military force, then we have the authority of the executive. And that's what I want to talk about today, is the executive power in this country. Lincoln, who issued General Orders number 100, was the first president to do so, as far as I understand. I might be incorrect there, but he was the first president to actually issue what we call the executive order. Executive. What is the executive? Okay, your sheriff is the executive. He's the executive of your military force. That is what the executive is. That's what the executive of the United States is. He's the commander-in-chief of the military. Where does authority come from? That's where it's coming from. Stay with us. Explore this more.
I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
So, one of the articles we didn't get to yesterday, Article 6, we skipped to 7. And 7 was very important because it says martial law extends to property and to persons, whether they are subjects of the enemy or aliens to that government. See, it doesn't matter. You know, if you're a free man in this land, if you don't have a citizenship, then technically you're an alien. You're a subject of the enemy. It's amazing how they actually wrote that. But I wanted to go to Title 6, or Article 6, excuse me. This is what I really want to get across to people, because I'm thinking this is kind of like The Matrix, the movie, The Matrix, where we have a visualization of something that doesn't actually exist. We have a symbol of government that used to be, but it doesn't actually exist in its former form. It's the brand new, improved military rule version of that. So let's read it. Article 6 of the Labor Code. All civil and penal law shall continue to take its usual course in the enemy's places and territories under martial law. Well, folks, we are the enemy, and our places and territories are the states. Okay, the republics, if you will. Unless interrupted or stopped by order of the occupying military power, which, as far as I can tell, has not happened. But all the functions of the hostile government, and by hostile government, it means the republics, or, if you will, the states. See, the republics were turned into states. That's the problem. Legislative, executive, and or administrative, whether of a general, provincial, or local character, cease under martial law. Let me say that again. All functions of the hostile government, legislative, executive, or administrative, whether of a general, provincial, or local character, cease under martial law. But wait a minute. There's a caveat here. And this is what I want to get to into your heads, folks. It can cease, yes, like it does in other countries where we overthrow what we call tyrants, like the one in Libya who was helping people more than any leader in the free natural world in history. Where we topple the government and, of course, bring in our own version of freedom. We're spreading freedom, obedience to law. But see, it doesn't have to cease. It says all the functions of the hostile government cease under martial law or continue only with the sanction or, if deemed necessary, the participation of the occupier or invader. Who's the occupier? Why, it's the United States. That little district way over there, thousands of miles from me. So, why do we have gold-fringed flags in the courts? Because what we think of as government, very much like The Matrix, has been put over our eyes. We see what used to be, or at least the form and substance of it, but it ceased. It ceased as soon as the Civil War was over. Now I want to read Article 8. Very important. Consuls among American and European nations are not diplomatic agents. Nevertheless, their offices and persons will be subjected to martial law in cases of urgent necessity only. Of course, anything can be a necessity. That's the problem. Their property and business are not exempted. Any delinquency they commit against the established military rule may be punished as in the case of any other inhabitant, and such punishments furnishes no reasonable ground for international complaint. You don't have the right to complain, international. Which, in fact, was what the Declaration of Independence actually was. It was a declaration. It was a complaint. That's all it was. It was an appeal, really, if you look at the words of Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. It was an appeal to the popular opinion of the day. That's all. That's all it was. It was an excuse to do something. That something was to create this. So, how does that work? If we're talking about offices and persons, we're talking about our politicians. Any delinquency they commit, this is our senators, our congressmen, our governors, against established military rule may be punished, as in the case of any other inhabitants. Well, no wonder our Congress doesn't do anything. No wonder congressmen and senators don't do anything on behalf of the people, because they, too, are just the same occupied people under military rule, and if they do anything, they will be punished, as in the case of any other inhabitant. Well, of course we have a dumb Congress. We have a mute Congress. We have a Congress that doesn't actually represent us. Do you know what's really interesting is, you know, the history of what we call our representation, our Congress, our public officials. Now, what we used to have is what's called a delegate. But now we have a representative. What's the difference between those two? Well, a delegate is a person chosen by the people or any other entity to represent the will of people or that entity. Well, guess what? So is a representative. A representative, in today's legal standing, is a person chosen by the people or any other entity to represent the will of the people or entity. That much is the same. But what is a delegate compared to a representative? Well, the delegate, again, one of the people, is generally referred to as a statesman because his or her interest was only in that of the state or area, which is now, by the way, called a federal district. You should know that if you're a voter. You're voting in federal districts. First thing it asks you is, are you a United States citizen? Because guess what? You can't vote unless you're a United States citizen. It was only in that state or area for which he was an elected delegate. So he's a man of the people, a statesman. When in the national setting, such as in a congressional session or with other delegates from other states, this chosen representative of the people was there on behalf of the people and interests of those people, as opposed to what we have now. He was representing those people in that district as a statesman and nothing else. National issues, therefore, would never be able to trump local ones. No senator or congressman would vote for something that would affect his district or his people, especially in a negative way, because he's actually representing as a delegate of those people. One of those people, he is a delegate of those people. The most important difference between a delegate and a representative is that a delegate was required to bring any legislation created in that lawmaking session, either locally or nationally, back to his district, back to his area, for a vote of the actual people. What do we have now? A bunch of men who get together, do not represent the people, and create legislation and then vote on it themselves. People do not vote. Reality. Move back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive to encourage listener support. For donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat, different from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow.
All in it together, unfortunately, here at the Corporation Nation. All of us, regardless of our supposed believed self-personification called status or lack of it, unfortunately, we are all under military occupation. That's an amazing, amazing thought. And it explains a lot because, you know, even Hal Anthony, when he'd have a success in court, they'd just go change the law so he couldn't have the same success. They just changed the matrix, put a wall up where there was no wall before. Of course, you could only do that if you have a fake government set up in place as the real government. The de facto government is what we're talking about. In other words, you literally, according to the Libra Code, all civil and penal law shall continue to take its usual course in the enemy's places and territories under martial law. My God. Or continue with sanction, if deemed necessary, the participation of the occupier. In other words, the federal government took over government, state government, all of your local governments. They are all federal. Police officers are required to follow federal law. This makes them federal agents. There are no separations of powers in this regard, and we're learning that more and more as we look at the local codes, which all but mirror the federal codes. It's quite amazing, really. But again, according to Article 8, if our so-called representatives speak out of turn and go against the United States, as I believe is stated somewhere, that going against the United States is treason. Right? In other words, having a bad opinion or taking action against your government, well, that's treason. Of course it is. It's the military occupying force, and they will put you down with force under military rule. It all makes sense now. Where does authority come from? It's simple. If you're in a prison, where does your authority come from? You have none. You are under the authority of a prison guard who believes that he's doing the right thing because he's part of the United States correctional facility. He believes that it's okay to bash your head in and force you to, well, to work under prison labor in private prisons. He believes that it is his duty to force you to do that so that he can feed his family and get his pension. Prisoners, prison guards have some of the best benefits ever. Well, how else are they going to get people to do that job? So, I mean, I'm sitting here just really just taken aback by this. This explains everything. So a representative, or I should say a delegate, again, the main difference between a representative, which is what we have today, and a delegate, which was what we had yesterday, was that they would all get together, all the delegates, they would create a law, they would write it themselves, which is, oh my God, imagine that happening today, and they would bring that back to their little areas, what we call now districts, federal districts, but back then, they would bring them back to the, I can't even think of the name right now. We'll just call it a district. And the people would vote on the law. That's how the law would be created. The people would actually vote. But see, the people are no longer us. The people are representatives. Those are the people. The 430 whatever congressmen and senators, 536. Those are the people, you see. We are no longer the people because we don't vote. You can't call yourself one of the voting public if you don't vote for any law that rules you. You vote for rulers, and you give legitimacy to the whole thing by voting or for not voting, which is just silence. Silence is nothing but consent, of course. You know, the front... The quote I've kept on my blog for so long, is that none are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free. None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free. What an apropos, brilliant quote that applies to every single one of us. All of us gurus, all the people who claim to know how to beat the system. There is no beating the system. That is waking up. There is no beating the system. It's a military occupation. There's only a jailbreak. There's only a riot. There's only a forceful revolution. There's no nonviolence. That's ridiculous. That's where we're at, folks. I'm sorry to have to be the one to tell you this. But We're in a prison camp. What more? You mean, how else do you explain our disposition? It's an amazing thought, really. The delegate did not have the freedom. He did not have the authority of the people to make decisions for the people. He merely was chosen as the voice of those people and scribe, if you will, of those people as a representative of the people's interests. He was one of the people who could have been anyone sent there to create laws on behalf of the other people. The delegate and the laws he or she created had no power except that granted by the vote of the people. This made laws passed by the delegate the actual law of the people. We don't have the law of the people. Anybody can recognize that fact. We do not have law of the people. We don't make law. What we have is law of the representatives because they are the new people. The flesh and blood men out here in the United States, all of our republics that are pretty much dead. We don't have a vote. That's the difference. And so most importantly, this process of delegation, of being a delegate, made it almost impossible to pass a law that was tyrannical. Of course, they used clever language to make it so, and of course, realizing that a vast majority of the population is illiterate doesn't help much either, way back then. And now, I remember there was 50% illiteracy here not too long ago. So it made it very difficult to pass laws that did not represent the all the people of the nation. But then, somehow, we've now got what we call representatives. Again, it's a person chosen by the people or voted upon through the election process to represent the will of the people. That's the same. But the people are not us anymore. They represent themselves. Today's elected politicians are no longer delegates. That's the difference. They're not delegates of the people. Rather, they are the parent or parens patria of the people's will. Guess what, folks? Today's politicians, today's Congress and Senate, you want to know what they really are? Go to Title II and Title V of the U.S. Code, where it says they are employees of the federal government. Okay? Delegates were not employees of the federal government. They were people of the state. Whereas representatives, even though they're chosen by us, ridiculously, they are employees of the federal government. Do you know how important that actually is? Let's go to Title V, Government Organization and Employees. What does employee mean? The president and the vice president, or a member of Congress. That's what employee means, according to the U.S. Code. We'll be back next Thursday.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Running water never grows stale, so you gotta just keep on flowing,
All right, folks, welcome back. We're looking at U.S. Code here. Title 5, Government Organization and Employees. Title 5, Part 3, Subpart F. Chapter 73, Subchapter 4, Section, 7342. And finally, we come to the receipt and disposition of foreign gifts and decorations. For the purpose of this section, an employee of the federal government means the president and the vice president of the United States, a member of Congress as defined by section 2106 of this title, except for the vice president and any delegate to the Congress, and, interestingly enough, the spouse of an individual described in some paragraphs A through F, or a dependent. A foreign government means any unit or a foreign governmental authority, including any foreign national, state, local, or municipal government. Well, guess what? That's you, folks. You are a foreign government. That's the problem. Okay. So a member of Congress is defined by Section 2106 as an employee. What does that say? 2106, Title 5, Part 3, Subpart A, Chapter 21, 2106. Member of Congress. For the purpose of this title, Member of Congress means Vice President, a member of the Senate or the House of Representatives, a delegate to the House of Representatives, and the resident commissioner from Puerto Rico. And you can go to Title 2 and you can read all about the employees that are called Congress. Title 5, Section 2105. For the purposes of this title, employee means an officer and individual who is appointed in the civil service by one of the following, acting in an official capacity: the president, member of Congress, member of uniformed service, an individual who is an employee under this section, or the head of a government-controlled corporation. So, bottom line is the difference between, again, a representative and a delegate is that our Congress, our representatives, are employees of the federal government, threatened under the labor code, under the rules of war and military rule and occupation, not to go against the interests of the United States, which would be treason. You understand? You see the little conflict of interest there, maybe? That we have employees of the federal government dictating our laws instead of ourselves, instead of delegates of ourselves. Well, yeah, there's a serious issue here. Nobody thinks about these stuff because nobody actually reads the dang U.S. Code. No one understands what these people really are. And that includes your beloved Ron Paul. He's no different. But today's elected politicians are no longer delegates of the people. They are the parents patria of the people. In other words, they are the parent of us, just like the courts are the parents of our children, according to their own dictates and opinions. Today's politicians, as soon as they are quote-unquote elected, become Title II and Title V employees of the federal government, not delegates of the people. What does this mean? It means that the representative, today's elected delegate, is conferred with the legal power, authority, and jurisdiction to make their own decisions, to vote for legal code without a single vote of the people, with complete contempt and disregard of a people's vote. We do not vote for law. A representative is not a statesman. Please stop referring to any of them as statesmen. They are not. They are employees of a federal corporation. They are not, by definition and by necessity, are not statesmen. And a representative does not make law, rather creates legal code. Big difference. This code is not the will of the people. It is not voted upon by the people. And a representative does not have the interests of his area or, in this case, federal district or state in mind when voting or creating legal codes. Ron Paul had a good trick. He would vote no on all of his bills and publicly declare, look, I voted no on all of my bills. I'm a hero. I can give great speeches and then vote no on bills. Yeah, well, yeah, better look closer, folks. Ron Paul was the king of earmarks. Just because you vote no on a bill doesn't mean you can't include earmarks. Yeah, that's right. Millions and billions of dollars came to Ron Paul's district, even though he voted no on the bill. It's a game. It's a shell game. It's a ploy. It's not heroic. It's not honorable. It wasn't honest. It was what it was. But you see, we don't talk about that. We just pay attention to his speeches and the fact we look at the no votes, but we don't look at the actual bill to see that he's funneling billions of taxpayer money, created appropriations, into his own district. Now, some might say, hey, that's a good thing. He's actually using the system to get money into his own district. Well, yeah, but then we'd have to look at what he actually did with that money. So the point is, it's not an honorable system, and all of the people in it are not honorable. They're employees of that system. I can't get that through enough. A representative is not a statesman. A congressman and a senator are not statesmen. So, where does that leave us? Well, if our congressmen are nothing but mere employees, almost akin to boards of directors of the corporation, Title 28, Judiciary and Judicial Procedure, Part 6, Particular Proceedings, Chapter 176, under Federal Debt Collection Procedures, Subchapter A, under Definitions, Section 3002 states that the United States means a federal corporation. United States is defined as a federal corporation. You might think about that next time you see the IRS coming your way, considering that under federal debt collection procedures, this means that the IRS, being part of the United States, is also a federal corporation. Corporation, unfortunately, is a private entity. So, let's talk about the executive. And this is, in my experience, this is where it gets real interesting. I say that the Constitution was declared missing and dead in 1862 when all of this stuff was happening, labor code, civil war, and all that. You could say that. You certainly could say that. But there's something else that's important here too. Before we go into that, I want to read here. See if I can find it real quick. Got so many windows open right now, it's pathetic. I'll have to find it later, sorry. Basically says that, according to government, that the Civil War, in fact, did not end. That there was no treaty of peace. There was nothing, never ended. Which, again, if we read the Liber Code, military law and occupation, martial law only ends with that treaty of peace or a declaration of secession of battle. So, yeah, in other words, the Liber Code and martial law is in full effect, according to government. Of course, I can't find that at the moment, but maybe I can over the break. When we get back, we spend the second hour talking about, well, the day the Constitution died, which really, I like to say it was 1933 with the first declared national emergency of Herr Roosevelt. We'll be back. Stay with us.
With financial